On today's program, we'll reflect on the nearness of death. But don't panic. It's not as bad as it sounds. Stay tuned and we'll talk about it. Hey there, come on in. Don't be afraid. Welcome to the show. My name is Gary Zimak, and I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. The nearness of death. Yes, I know, not your favorite topic, but you'll see why this is important. You know me. I like to call it as I see it. I like to give it to you straight. I want to make sure that you're prepared. This show is all about growing close to Christ and walking with Him every day, right? Well, given that, it's important to realize that our time on earth is temporary. It's limited. So we've got to get busy. We're going to reflect on the nearness of death today. From the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Payone, this is our regular Wednesday feature. We look at this book. It's going to help us to grow closer to Christ. Give it a chance. Don't panic. It's not going to be as bad as it sounds. To start with on the program, we're going to look at the daily mass readings from Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. We've got some good messages contained in these readings, and I'm really glad that we're able to share God's Word. And again, the reason that I focus on Scripture so much on this program is so that we get to hear God speak to us. Don't ever make the mistake of saying, God doesn't speak to me. He speaks to you. He speaks through other people. He speaks in prayer. He speaks through circumstances. But very clearly, He speaks through the pages of the Bible. So that's why we do Scripture on this program every day. And it's a great way to become familiar with the Bible. Using the church's daily mass readings, we let the church walk us through the Bible. It's really a good thing to be aware of. It's a great technique, if you will, to better understand the Bible. Before we go any further, I want to share with you a Bible verse. We already talked about death. Let's talk about the devil now, right? As long as I got you depressed. This morning on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio, I shared a Bible verse on my weekly Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled segment. Now, this is not the type of verse you typically hear when it comes to overcoming anxiety. Verses about Satan aren't usually at the top of anxiety, liberating verses, but I want you to hear this one. This is from 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now, why is that important? The importance of this message is... This message is important, I should say, because those of us who tend to be anxious, we are very prone to attacks, to spiritual attacks. It doesn't always come from the devil, but let's look at it this way. If Satan wants to take you away from the Lord, one of the best ways that he can do that, especially if you're anxious by nature, is to make you afraid. Because if you're afraid, there's a good chance that you're not going to want to do what God wants you to do. So if God's asking you to do something, if He's asking you to pray more, if He's asking you to trust more, if He's asking you to maybe volunteer at your parish, maybe to give more to charities, if Satan can plant some seeds of doubt in your mind and make you afraid to do that, you know what's going to happen, don't you? What's going to happen is you're probably not going to do it because you are too afraid. So all I want you to do is be very aware that even though the devil can't force you to do anything, and he can't, he cannot force you to do anything, what he can do is try to fool you and get inside of your head. And believe me, he knows our weaknesses better than we know them. Be wary of his tactics. And remember that the Lord's always with you. The best remedy to overcoming the influence of the devil, remember also that he can't force you to do anything, but the best remedy to overcome his influence is to stay very close to Christ. If you stay close to Christ every day, if you pray, if you read your Bible, if you receive your sacraments as often as possible, you're going to be a difficult target for Satan. Now, does that mean he won't try? No, he's going to keep coming after you because he tempted Jesus. If he tempted Jesus, he's going to tempt you and I. But if we are prepared, we have nothing to be afraid of because we are well grounded in our relationship with Christ, and we don't have to worry about falling victim to his nonsense. So keep that in mind today. The devil's out there. He's real, but he's not all powerful. He can't force you to do anything. All right, boy. Boy, this is shaping up to be a really popular or pleasant show, isn't it? Talking about death, talking about Satan. But, you know, I really do like to keep it real. I don't want to turn this program into a fluff fest, if you will. I don't want this program to just be a bunch of greeting card sentiments. I want this program to really help you. I want this program to help you to grow closer to Christ. That's why I do it. That's why I do it, and that's why it means so much that you show up and that you bring your snack and your beverage and you hang out with me for 30 minutes each night, because we can really help one another to grow closer to our Lord. You can help me with your prayers. You can help me with your comments. You can help me with your financial contributions. There are so many different ways that you can help me keep my apostolate going strong and my personal walk with the Lord, and strengthen me on my personal walk with the Lord. Your prayers go a long way to do that. So I thank you for that. Remember, I'm in this with you. Every day I try to grow closer to Christ, and I fight the same temptations you do. And it can be difficult at times, but if we stay with Christ, if we walk with the Lord, we're going to be incredibly peaceful. And in the end, we will emerge victorious. That's the goal. The goal is for you and I to get ourselves to heaven with the help of the Lord. That's where we want to be at the end of our life. If that doesn't happen, our life was a failure. And we need to remember that. That's harsh language, but it's true. If you don't make it to heaven at the end of your life was a failure. And you're also going to spend eternity in hell. So that's going to really stink. You don't want to do that. That's why it's important to focus on death sometimes and to talk about the devil, because I want to make sure you're ready. Anyway, I'm so glad you could tune in. We do this program every Monday through Friday evening on Blog Talk Radio. The podcasts are available on blogtalkradio.com, on iTunes, and also on my website, followingthetruth.com. All these podcasts are free of charge. You can listen to them whenever you want, and I'm really glad that you are a listener of this program. Please do me a favor. Let your friends know that the show exists so we can get the word out. The more the merrier. The more the merrier, for sure. Let's see. If you have any questions about anything we discuss, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. The first order of business today, after talking about all those pleasant things, is to discuss my beverage du jour. Here we go. Guess what it is? I know it's a cup of decaf coffee. I'm in a rut. Yes, you are correct. I need my coffee. Had a great dinner with the family today. Eileen made some spaghetti and sausage, and we had some bread with it. It was really, really good meal. She's a great cook. And I had my dinner, so now I'm having my coffee, had my dessert, and I'm ready to get started. How about you? Let's pray, and then we'll do some mass readings and then talk about some ideas from the book, My Daily Bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day to know you, to love you, and to serve you. You know what, Father? It is such a great pleasure to be here with you. I don't know what I would do without your presence in my life. It's just wonderful to know that whenever we reach out, when we call to you, you're there. You're there even if we don't call to you. But whenever we call to you, you do listen. Help us to be able to better hear your voice and respond to your request. If you need us to do something, please let us know. Father, we ask you to bless all of us, to bless our families, to bless our friends, our coworkers, everyone that we encounter. Give us the strength to be a light shining in the darkness. No matter where we go, help us to draw people closer to you. Please help those who are sick, who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who may be dealing with addiction, financial difficulties, as well as those who are scrupulous. We ask for your help with all these people, and we present all of our own personal needs to you. And in addition, I turn this program over to you, Father. It belongs to you. I am more than happy to allow you to speak through me, so please do that today. And let our minds and hearts be open to your message. We ask for this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for praying with me. If you're just tuning into the program, I'm Gary Zimak. We do this show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. I am so excited to be able to continue with this program after Total Consecration. Now, I realize that you may have participated in Total Consecration. We always get a lot of new listeners every year for Total Consecration. And we move forward now. But I'm excited about debuting a new feature on the show tomorrow. It's called Mother's Day. So every Thursday on the program, in addition to our Mass readings, we're going to talk about the Blessed Mother. So if you have just made your total consecration, if you want to learn more about Mary, this is the segment for you. So tomorrow we'll begin this feature, and we'll talk a little bit about the Blessed Mother every Thursday on the show, in addition to doing the daily Mass readings. And on Friday, we'll use our theme of the power of kindness. And I think you're going to like that one. If you haven't listened to it before, it's a lot tougher than it sounds by that title. The Power of Kindness sounds like a wimpy title. It's not wimpy at all. And you're going to see, it's challenging, and it is very powerful. Kindness is an amazing thing. Also, kindness is necessary if we expect to get ourselves to heaven. That's important. So that's what's coming up on the program. If you want to find out more information about my work, maybe check out some of the books that I've written, possibly pre-order a copy of my new book that's coming out in the spring, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. 10 steps that will help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ. You can pre-order that now. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for that, or you can go to Amazon.com and order it there. By the way, I just want to mention one thing. I've talked about Mystic Monk Coffee in the past. There's a link to it on my website. Also, if you go to, I have a donate page on my website. There is a link to an Amazon store, my Amazon store. If you use that link, if you shop and buy anything from Amazon, if you simply go through that link, it's going to take you right into Amazon.com, but it flags it as coming from Following the Truth, which is my website. If you do that, you will get your same regular Amazon discounts. Everything is exactly the same. But because you came from my website, I earn a little profit on any purchase that you make. That's another way that you can help me, especially if you're a regular Amazon customer. All you need to do is use that link from followingthetruth.com, and that's right on the donate page. If you do that, then you can help me out. You can help me keep the radio program on the air. If you wouldn't mind doing that, if you wouldn't mind spreading the word, I would really appreciate that. All right, time for some Mass readings. Here we go. This is Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. We're working our way through the church year. There are 34 weeks in the liturgical or the church year. Then we start over again. We start with the season of Advent. Today's first reading is once again from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 2 this time, verses 1 through 11. You, O man, are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose, then, that you who judge those who engage in such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself. For the day of wrath and revelation of the just judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works, eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality, through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. Yes, affliction and distress will come upon everyone who does evil, Jew first and then Greek. But there will be honor, glory, and peace for everyone who does good, Jew first and then Greek. There is no partiality with God. Boy, you didn't think it was possible for me to get any more depressing on this program. Now we're going to talk about judgment. So far we have death, we have judgment, we have the devil. What's left? Don't panic. Don't panic. This is a good first reading. What St. Paul is telling the Romans in this letter, and of course he tells this to us too, is that we got to be careful. It's very easy for us to judge others and to condemn people while at the same time we're doing the same things, maybe worse things than they're doing. There comes a time that we are all obliged to warn people that their behavior might be leading them down the wrong path. Now, of course, we do this discreetly. We don't do it in public. We don't do it to everybody. We do it to people that we may have a closer type of relationship with. You know, you got to really choose your moments. You have to choose your words. You have to pray about it. But there comes a time when we are called. It's one of the spiritual works of mercy to admonish the sinners. It's actually to admonish the sinner and instruct the ignorant. Sinners need admonishing. Why? Because sometimes their actions can send them to hell. Instructing the ignorant. Somebody might not know that some teaching of the church is being, that they're violating a teaching of the church in their life. And we want to tell them because we want them to live according to God's will. But at the same time, we can't judge people. What does it mean to judge somebody? Judging someone is not the same as correcting them out of love. We correct somebody out of love because we don't want them to go to hell. We want to help them. We want to help them get back in God's good graces. Judging somebody is saying, you are going to hell. I know what's in your head. You're going to hell. And really, we don't know what's in anybody's head. We don't know what they're thinking. That is an important part of the equation of someone committing a mortal sin. It depends on their intent. So whereas we might have an idea that they're in trouble, that they're doing something wrong, and we can express that, we don't know for sure what they're thinking. So we cannot say that anyone is headed to hell. We can have a suspicion, but we can't say it. Or we can't say they're beyond hope. That's another problem that happens sometimes. I don't care who it is. We get very aggravated with people. We look at politicians. We look at some entertainers. And we think, you know what? They're a lost cause. I'm not going to pray for them. We need to pray for them. We need to. And the same goes for any member of your family, any of your friends, any of your coworkers. You need to pray for them. And if you have the occasion to help them in any way, you need to do so. Jesus never gives up on any of us. He doesn't give up on you and I, and he doesn't give up on any of these people that we sometimes give up on. That's what St. Paul is saying. God alone decides who goes to hell and who goes to heaven at the end of their lives. That's not us. Our job is to spread the good news and to love everyone. It's challenging, but that's what our job is. Responsorial Psalm today is Psalm 62. Lord, you give back to everyone according to his works. Only in God is my soul at rest. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed at all. Only in God be at rest my soul. For from him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. Trust in him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. God, only in God is our soul at rest. But we have to remember that God gives back to everyone according to his works. In other words, if you have no time for God in your life, don't expect your judgment day to go well. It's one of those harsh realities that are so important to understand. We're expected to lead a good life with God's help. We're not expected to goof off, to do nothing, to be judging people, to get angry at people, to sin. We're not expected to do that. God's ready to help us. But he expects us to fight against our tendency, this human tendency that we have to commit sins. So we need to do something. We need to work on it. If you're struggling to forgive somebody, you have to ask the Lord for help. If you're struggling to trust, ask the Lord for help. These are things that we need to do. But first and foremost, we need to work on our personal relationship with Christ. That makes a big difference. And one of the best things that you can do to bring that relationship along is to read from the Gospels every day. And that's why we're doing the entire set of Mass readings, the first reading, the Psalm, and the Gospel. Here, we're about to launch into the Gospel now. It's from Luke chapter 11. verses 42 through 46, somewhat of a continuation from yesterday's theme. And it's not a really pleasant one, but let's hear what the Lord has to say. The Lord said, "Woe to you Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." Ouch! You know what I'm saying? Jesus told it like it is. And you know why he does that? He doesn't do it to be nasty. He does it because he does it out of love. If he didn't tell us the truth, that wouldn't be an expression of love, would it? He wants us to know the truth. We all need to hear that message. So rather than look at the Pharisees and the scholars, here's what you and I need to take from that reading. Are there times that we simply go through the motions in life? Do we go to church every Sunday? Do we say our prayers? But do we walk around treating other people poorly? Do we cheat on our taxes? Do we tell lies? Do we watch immoral movies? Do we do things that are not appropriate? Do we get drunk? I mean, any number of things. Are we doing those things? Let's do something to correct it. Because otherwise, we're leading a double life. We have to live our Catholic faith 24/7. This is not a Sunday-only thing. It's not like watching a football game on Sunday. We are supposed to live our life, our Catholic faith, every day of the week, every hour of the day. That's why it's so critical to walk with Christ. You see why you need to have this daily relationship with Jesus? Because otherwise you're going to forget about him. You're going to relegate him to Sunday in the church. Oh yeah, I got my relationship with Jesus every Sunday. Me and the Lord talk, and then I throw my church bulletin in the car and I go out and I live my life. No, no, no. That is our sending off. We go to church on Sunday and then we take what we received there. We take our Lord's body received into our own body at Holy Communion and we go out and we do his work in the world. That's what he expects us to do. That's why we're sent forth at the end of the Mass. We're not just meant to go there once a week and leave him in church. We need to take him out to the world. So that's what it's all about. You take all these readings, you put them together. The message is, don't judge others. Make sure you have your own act together. Remember that you're going to be judged one day too. And then do your best, with the Lord's help, to live out your Catholic faith each day. Just don't go through the motions. You do that, you're going to be fine. Now, if you have questions, please let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. All right, briefly, My Daily Bread is, if you're a new listener, I just want to tell you this. My Daily Bread is a book that was written in 1954, originally published by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood. It's by Father Anthony Payone. He was a Jesuit priest. I don't really know much about him. I've been unable to find out any information about him. But this is a great book. I came across this years ago. It's still in print. It happens to be one of Mother Angelica's favorite books. And when you hear it, you're going to like it. Now, again, we're talking about death today. I know it's a tough topic. But the way it's written, this book is like a 2x4 that smacks us over the head, which is a good thing. It's concise. It's easy to understand. And it really makes you think. Each chapter, they're very small, we're going to read a whole chapter in the remaining 6 minutes of the program, is a message from Christ. It's a, if you will, a message as if read to you directly by Christ. Then we have a reflection to think about. And finally, we end with a prayer. Now, if you haven't heard anything from this book before, I want you to relax and listen to this. This book is available. You can get it through Amazon. I believe Tan Books publishes it now. It's inexpensive, it's small, but man, is it good. Okay, Christ speaking to you. "My child, in a little while this earthly life of yours will be over. Just how ready are you to enter into the next life? Man exists today, and tomorrow he is seen no more. When he is out of sight, he is quickly also out of mind. The human heart can be so dull and hard. It fixes its attention on things present. It often fails to provide for the things that are to come. Now, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get focused on the fact that our life's going to come to an end. And that's a good thing to think about. You don't have to dwell on it, but you need to remember it. And the reason you have to remember it is because you want to make sure that you don't goof off. You want to take each day seriously. It's a gift. God gave you a gift today, and he wants you to do something today. And you don't want to be like the way I've lived a lot of the years of my life, doing nothing. That's a waste. That's not what God wants us to do. All right, let me continue. In the morning, consider for a moment the fact that you may not live till evening. When evening comes, do not be too confident that you will see the next morning. These thoughts shouldn't make you gloomy, but practical. Live in such a way that death will never find you unprepared. Live each day as you would want to live the last day of your life. Too many die suddenly and unprepared. I have warned everyone. The Son of Man will come at that hour when he is not expected. How many have deceived themselves into thinking that they still had plenty of time? They were snatched unexpectedly from this life. How often have you heard that someone was killed in a fight? Another was drowned. Another fell and broke his neck. This man died while sitting at a table. That one died while enjoying a game. Some die by fire, some by violence, some are destroyed by disease, some are killed at the hands of robbers. Thus death brings an end to all, and man's life suddenly passes away like a fleeting shadow. Now the thing to keep in mind is that we don't know when we will depart from this earth. But if you live every day as if it's your last, in other words, you give it your best shot, you do your best to serve God, you're going to be fine on the day of your judgment. But if you don't, if you fool yourself into thinking, well, I'll probably die in 10 or 20 or 30 years, you're going to be caught by surprise one day. Don't let that happen. This is important that we don't take any day for granted. One of the great benefits of doing this is you begin to appreciate the gift of each new day. That's an important, it's an important attitude to develop, an attitude of gratitude. You don't take any day that you're given for granted. Here's something to think about. Why should I refuse to face facts? Will I die any sooner if I think of death? Or am I going to escape death if I never think of it? The most terrible death which can come to me is the death which will find me in mortal sin. Every other aspect of death is a passing thing. But this last phase, the unprovided death, will hurt me forever. Death with all its uncertainties is a fact. I should face facts and see what can be done about them. What can I do about death? I can live in such a way that no matter when death comes, it will find me in sanctifying grace. And we end with this prayer. Lord, for those in mortal sin, death is the gateway to hell, but for those in sanctifying grace, it is the pathway to heaven. Let my greatest desire in life be to live in such a way that I can die fearlessly at any moment. Let me fear sin more than death, or any other earthly harm. Amen. There you go. That's it. Be prepared. If you're prepared, and if you live every day as if it's your last, one day you're going to be right, but you're also going to do very good when you're judged. As always, if you have questions, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That wasn't too bad, was it? I know it's a reality check, but hey, let's get ready. Let's rejoice because the Lord is with us. We are still alive. We're still here. He gave us another day. Let's make the best of it. Let's rejoice and let us be glad. Okay? Amen? All right. Amen. God willing, I'm going to be back here tomorrow sitting around the table at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I hope you can join me as well. If you have questions, you know where to find me. Know also that you're in my prayers. And please keep me in your prayers if you wouldn't mind. And pray for everyone who listens to this program. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about the Blessed Mother. It's Mother's Day. We're going to examine one aspect of Marian devotion. We'll continue to do that. So if you want to learn more about the Blessed Mother, if you want to grow more devoted to her, Thursday on this program is the day to hang out with me, okay? But I'd like you to be here on the other days as well. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.